This is Echoes of Freedom with United States Congressman Trent Franks.
Hello, this is Trent Franks. You know, January 22nd marks the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion on demand in America. And it seems such a paradox to me that this tragic date so closely follows the celebration of the birth of Christ. Because the timeless beauty and meaning of the Christmas story rekindles the childhood memories in many of us of a time when the resplendent glory of miraculous life and eternity were so new and so real. And the thought of the eternal Almighty God having such unsearchable love for His own, that He would humbly come to us as a little virgin's unborn baby Jesus, it just beggars human description. But the essence of this miracle of Christmas, along with the atoning death and resurrection of Christ, are the indivisible foundations of the Christian faith. And for decades, pro-life Christians have sought to disseminate to their Christian brothers and sisters an incontrovertible apologetic upholding the sanctity of preborn human life in Scripture. The Christmas story in the Gospel of Luke, though it's not often cited, in my opinion represents the most compelling case in the Bible. Now, bearing in mind that the fact that Luke was a doctor, if one gives careful attention to the gestational ages and chronology of the events he records, the conclusions are simply inescapable. Only a few days after the Christ of God had been conceived of a virgin, another unborn child named John the Baptist was the first to recognize and herald that the eternal Messiah had come. Now, how is it that this bedrock truth is sometimes lost in the minds of the very Christians given the charge to proclaim it to the world? You know, it should grip our soul when we consider the moral and theological implications of pandemic abortion all around us. And can we who bear the name of Christ dismiss the abortion tragedy as political, while at the same time allowing those we elect to dismiss it as religious? Will those who rightly hold the Great Commission as our primary responsibility neglect this part of it? And will the Lord allow any nation to remain the world's primary base for His Great Commission when it butchers 30% of its children? Pastors, are you listening? The scourge of abortion is not something that only Christians should work to overcome it, but Christians more than anyone are responsible before God to overcome it. And the battle is upon us, and it will be very fierce, but we are not alone. For we are held by that humble little hand that clutched at a swaddling clothes in the dim light of a manger so long ago. And we know it was then and still is the mighty nail-scarred hand that cast a billion galaxies across the eternal reaches of space. Perhaps as we ponder the meaning in the omniscient baby eyes of the Christ child, it's time for each of us to reevaluate our own responsibility to protect the least of these, our precious little brethren. I truly believe that if we as Christians would extend the hand of mercy to mothers in a crisis pregnancy, working together we could once again make this thing called abortion unthinkable. In the words of Jesus, inasmuch as you have done unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. This is Trent Franks, and thanks for listening.
For a copy of this presentation, go to dafpack.com. That's dafpac.com. Paid for by Defending America's Future.